So we're here at the Goldfields Arts Centre taking in the Stories and Structure art exhibition, New Connections, and we're talking with Jenny Whiting, who is the creator. Jenny, welcome to Jumalbulka.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here. It's my first trip to Kalgoorlie and it's lovely to be here with our Stories and Structures exhibition at the Goldfields Arts Centre and to feel some of the excitement that's around it. It's wonderful.
Can you share with us a little bit of background information about the exhibition?
Sure. We've put it together from a whole lot of microscopic images that we've collected over the years of plants and animals and rocks from around Australia. And 21 different artists from around Australia have worked with those microscopic images and they have had an amazing response to them. They feel a deep connection to what is being revealed at this sort of micro scale within these plants and animals, and often have worked with those images to create new artworks that really connect their stories with the microscopic images.
So these are old but new stories.
Absolutely. I mean, these, from the artists are painting their very often traditional stories, and the structures that are revealed in the microscopic images, they're just hidden in there and the microscopes reveal those. So the microscopic images may not be new, but the structures they reveal are timeless.
So the connections are really quite intriguing on a cultural and a natural level.
They absolutely are, and I think this is what so excited the artists. And some of the artists have said to me, this is quite amazing. They said, how did our old fellas know this stuff? There must be something. It seems like a really tangible way to visualise that intimate connection to country at a really visual level that seems to have that ability to help non-Indigenous people really appreciate the depth of that connection.
Is it a way of explaining our existence, our being, and our surroundings?
Everybody gets different things from it, and I think seeing the being and the country represented by the artists in their traditions and their stories is fabulous. But seeing how that actually relates to the microscopic structures that exist to be revealed by the microscopes that we haven't really been able to see before, but I think it's fantastic the way that those similarities are just revealed, and so many people just make those connections in different ways that are really meaningful to them in their own lives.
Because it's really quite complex,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is really complex. And I think, as I was sort of saying, it's what started off as quite a simple visual similarity. Yeah. It's become apparent that there's so much more to it than that. It's in all about the way that we share knowledge. I mean, my background is in science. So when we look at microscopic images, what we see gives us information about how things work, but helps us map how things work. But that's then how we then communicate those stories on. And I think that storytelling, that shared way of storytelling that humans do, this is just different contexts of it coming together.
We've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years.
Absolutely. And I think that's really enriching.
Yes.
Really.
Tell me about the scientists, how they feel about being a part of this and their contributions to this exciting exhibition.
Well, they're very excited because they love to see their images used in new and exciting ways and to reach out to a broader audience. Some of the images, as I said, were already in our collection, but some were made specifically. For instance, there was the fig tree leaves. Francis Bell Parker, a Yagle artist from northern New South Wales, they have a very strong connection to fig trees in their cultural life. And so we did images specifically of the Moreton Bay fig tree for her. We also did some images of red, yellow and white ochre. And the Warman artists, who work with ochre a lot in their paintings, have really connected with those images and have just generated some beautiful works that really show a really deep connection with the structures in the ochre and the structures of the country itself. So,
wow, what a whole different perspective. It's really quite exciting to be here and to see this different take on what we really take for granted. So what can people expect when they come and visit the exhibition?
There's 21 different artists have taken part, so there's 21 different artworks, 24 different microscopic images, which are largely paired. Some, there's more than one micrograph, sometimes there's one micrograph shared, but basically they can see that intimate alignment of the microscopic images and the artwork and the stories. The stories are written on the caption board, so it is worth taking the time to read the stories as well as take in the artworks and the micrographs and, yeah, make your own connections.
Beautiful. And how long is the exhibition here in the Goldfields for?
It's here at the Goldfields Arts Centre until the 22nd of March. I think it's open Monday to Friday and on Saturdays, but check the times for opening and then it will be going on to Pinjarra.
Jenny Whiting, thank you so much for talking with Jamal Borker today.
My pleasure.